So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, coming to you on the side question. First, Josh Shapiro is all over the place, and one of the things that is the most despicable that he's trying to do, and this was done during the presidential race of 2024. Oh, I didn't notice it. Out of the blue. I'll get to that in a moment. The man is here. He landed in a puff of smoke. Here he is, early vote action extraordinaire. And again, he ran an unbelievable campaign, not in one, but two states. And I believe he's off to Washington State now in some battle there. The great Scott Presler with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Well, I am on the way to see Mom and Dad because I don't think I've seen them for probably a good month and a half to 2 months, so they're probably wondering whether or not they still have a son. It's probably a good thing for me to go back.
Well, how are you feeling overall? I mean, I know that this had to be very difficult, but let me give you the upside. On the judge's race, you took something, I would say single-handedly, in Pennsylvania, turned it into a thing where they had to spend millions of dollars, you know, the whole litany. I know that's small satisfaction. You want to win on that, Scott. And over in Jersey, you were the we just needed more of your people that you hired at the end. We needed 100 more of them or so to do a better job.
You know, I'm proud of the work that we did. And ultimately, upon reflection and closer inspection of the numbers, I really wanted to dial in for a second. You know, a lot of people after an election, they will be quick to talk about what the messaging should have been, what you should have done, etc. But I want to be clear, we did our job in Pennsylvania. Early vote action did our job. And here's the numbers to prove it. So in 2021, when Supreme Court Justice Kevin Brobson won, Republicans turned out 1.34 million voters to, 1.40 to Democrats 1.37, and they had a plus 24,000 vote margin. In the 2023 election, when it was Carolyn Carluccio, Republican running, we lost that year to the Democrats 1.6 to 1.4. So Republicans went from 1.4 to 1.43. Democrats went from 1.37 to 1.6. And then 2025, I think I've even said this on your radio program. You could probably go back over the myriad of times I've been on your show. and I think I told people we were shooting for 1.5 in this election, and you probably even heard me say that.
Yes.
1.5 was what we were looking for in an off year, quote unquote. And I have to tell you, Republicans, we hit our mark. We got out 1,569,281 votes for Matt Wolford. So what I did is I took the very top of the ticket to try to make it as analogous as I could to other Supreme Court elections, because you didn't have Supreme Court. You only had Superior and Commonwealth Court. We got 1.569. It just so happened that while we had record turnout ourselves, so did the Democrats. And the Democrats went from 1.6 to 2,051,000. And so I want to start by saying, Republicans, we did get out the vote. Voter registration did turn out 120,000 more voters in the 2025 election than in 2023 and in 2021. That's period. And so to every person that did vote and flipped over your ballot to fire your judges and vote noter retention, thank you. I want to thank you for voting in an off-year election. And a lot of people I heard from Dom said that they wouldn't have voted had the judges not been an option to vote against. And I think we made a really good case for why people should vote. Now, before I move on to New Jersey, I have to say this. My friends, my fellow Pennsylvanians, to every patriot that wants to continue saving our country, I'm not here to gloat. I'm not here to say I was right. But I do want to emphasize, unless Republicans request mail-in ballots in huge, large numbers going into the 2026 election, and please record, I hope somebody is recording this program right now. We're saying this on the 10th of November, 2025. Then Rob Resnahan will likely lose his seat if we don't do the mail-in voting. Ryan McKenzie will likely lose his seat. And Scott Perry will likely lose his seat. And we will lose three members of Congress that won their congressional seats, 6,000, 4,000, and 5,000 votes, respectively, in the 2024 election. And the last thing that I'll say on PA is Democrats got 700,000 people to request a mail-in ballot, Dom, in 2025. Republicans got 272,000. Look at the math, 2 million to 500,000. Democrats' mail-in ballot requests push them over the line again and again and again, and Republicans must request a mail-in ballot. Now for New Jersey, and I know I'm talking for forever, but I think
just one note, Scott, one nugget, you know, 41 counties did vote not to retain the three judges in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
So that cuts into these other reasons people were churned up and coming out in the vote in the big population centers. But the message did get across in those areas that are kind of reluctant mail-in ballots. And they did vote on this in 41 counties.
Yes, and even in other counties, it was exceptionally close.
Right.
Pike County was very close to voting no as well. Other counties were close. So no, 41 out of 67, I think we reshaped Pennsylvania history. And I tell you, I think judges are going to be taking a second look before being partisan politicians and hopefully following the Constitution before they make decrees or rulings from now on, because they know that we're not just going to let things slide for the future. So I do think that we helped to reshape Pennsylvania history with this last election.
Without a doubt. Now, Jersey, Scott, I was quarterback in the election night coverage, and I know at around 8:47, I'm in shock. All these national, or three or four, were calling it Mikey Sherrill as the new governor. I reported that, yep, but didn't agree with it until we started to see it. It was shocking, and I know where you were. It must have been, too. What happened, or how would you tell us what you did there first, and then what do you think happened?
In 2021, Jack Cittarelli, the election was decided by 84,000 votes. So that was very much a number we were always looking at as the benchmark of having to get over that hump in order to be competitive for the 2025 election. And I will say, again, just like Pennsylvania, we did our job. We hit our numbers. Our goal was to always get Republicans out to vote, get low propensity, get Trump supporters out to vote. And I'm proud to say that Jack Ciattarelli received 120,000 more votes in 2025 than he did in 2021, a margin of 40,000 more votes than the 84,000 that decided the 2021 election. So in my mind, I look at it as, again, Republicans outperformed 2021 expectations in both states. It just so happens that the Democrats were also able to outperform their margins and expectations. Now, the one thing that I just I can't seem to rectify is a lot of people are saying that Jack wasn't talking about affordability as much or his plans. But here's the thing that I don't understand is, I mean, Jack would always talk about how Trenton Democrats have been in charge for 25 years. And the number one complaint I heard from New Jersey voters were property taxes, electricity, and water. The only thing that I can think is Mikey in her lies on TV about Jack going to raise the sales tax to 10%, which was a ludicrous lie. The only thing I can think is that pummeled the airwaves so much that they did a good job in making it seem that Jack was the one that was going to make things unaffordable, and really it's been Trenton Democrats and people like Mikey Sherrill. And so I think ultimately it wasn't the economic election that we thought it was going to be, and it became a Trump derangement syndrome. They hated Trump more than what Jack could have done to benefit the people of New Jersey.
Beautifully put. A complete agreement. We got to match it with those voters when you talk about mail-in balloting, that they agree with it. So, Scott, what do we have to do on the mail-in balloting front? Not casting blame here. Your strategy of get your mail-in ballot. If you show up on election day, discard that, you know, have them knock that out and vote that way. If not, then you have the mail-in ballot and send it in. What more do we have to do? What's the disconnect?
Well, real quick, before I go to that, I think it is imperative that I talk about briefly what happened on election day in 2025.
Okay.
I mean, guys, I'm your friend. I'm here to help you win. There were bomb threats on election day in New Jersey. Cumberland County, a red county, the machines went down on election day. Is nobody reflecting upon what happened in Chester County? Is nobody saying, wait a second, Scott Pressler has been saying to vote early and vote by mail because something can go wrong on election day? Why is nobody putting the pieces together going, wait a second, did Chester County neglect to include 75,000 independent voters on its poll books? And when independent voters went to vote in Chester County, they were forced to vote provisionally. And when so many people voted provisionally, they actually ran out of envelopes that some people were denied the opportunity to vote. Is there anybody with regrets going, wait a second, Scott Pressler was telling us the truth, and maybe we should have secured a mail-in ballot and surrendered and split it on election day, and then people wouldn't have been turned away. Now, I'm not saying, Dom, that what happened in Chester County decided the election. Democrats ultimately won, and they won overwhelmingly. However, the results may have been a lot closer, especially in a lot of local races, had people requested their mail-in ballot. So here's what we need. In January of 2026, I want to come back on your show, please. And literally on day one, I want to begin pushing. We're going to be out knocking on doors in the snow. Everything is changing. It's got to be getting as many people to request a mail-in ballot application as humanly possible beginning January 2026 in preparation for the May 19th primary. And in order for us to be competitive, here's our benchmark, Dom. 250,000 Republicans need to have requested a mail-in ballot before the May 19th primary to be competitive to defeat Shapiro. If we don't hit that benchmark, then we're probably not going to have a good year. So those are the kinds of things I'm going to be looking for.
I have Stacey Garrity coming up after you, the opponent, Scott, and I'm going to relay that. And I'm glad you put a number on it because urgency is needed rather than at the 11th hour. That is exactly right. That's the only way we're going to be competitive here. Otherwise, it'll just be another chaotic push. So, Scott, you're heading home for some a time with the family, and certainly what you did during this campaign is beyond endurance. I hope you're going to be eating when you return home, right?
Oh, listen, I just had some tofu. I'm in the car. No, actually, don't knock it until you try it. Tofu is shockingly, I get it a little bit browned. It's actually very delicious. And I'll tell you, I have kept my weight off. My body is in the best shape of my life currently. I'm actually probably 80% of the way onto a six pack. So check in with me in May, and I may have that Republican RFK Jr. Six pack going on. But no, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago on the 13th, and I'm going to James O'Keefe's Citizen Gala. So the march continues. We continue to go forward, and I look forward to seeing what happens in the midterm elections.
All right, Scott. Well, whenever you're ready, you got your usual 2 o'clock every Monday. We set our clock by it. Where do people go for early vote action and to continue this?
Thank you. Earlyvoteaction.com, and I promise that any continued resources to the organization will be spent frugally, and we'll be going to securing as many legal and lawful mail-in ballot applications as humanly possible to set us up for success in Pennsylvania and the governorship. Earlyvoteaction.com.
Thank you, Scott. Job well done, of course, Scott. Glad everything's good with you, and we'll catch up soon.
No, I appreciate you, Dom. Thank you for everything.
All right, Scott Presler here. Whew. Oh, God, I thought he was just an underground since we haven't been able to get him on since election night. We'll continue talking with him, of course. 250,000 goal by the primary, through the primary season in May, in mail-in ballots. Again, the disconnect with the mail-in ballot. There's one guy that can do more with this, President Trump. Stop it with the attacks on mail-in ballots, even aside. I know you talk, you're in an interview and all that. And in a concerted way, if you want to win, that's the path to victory. Yeah, but I don't like the mail-in ballot. You heard what he said. Okay, you get your mail-in ballot. They're not chasing you. They know you have your mail-in ballot. Worst case, you're going to send that in. Best case, you're going to be there on election day. How many times do we have to go through this? How many times do they have to win around the edges with some of this stuff? 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls. Scott didn't offer an analysis of how we lost by 14 points in Jersey, but the mail-in ballot part of this, Stacey Garrity running against Shapiro. I'll play you Shapiro coming up, going after the background of J.D. Vance. And this is something that J.D. Vance cannot allow. You can't let a person steal your story. It would be like if I'm running against Josh Shapiro and he said, I don't believe that guy's from South Philly. Let's see, Josh. I don't believe you can play basketball. How do you like that, buddy? All right. Let's go to, though, Dom's.
It's what? Dom's Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right. We are playing, and this is very popular, for a pair of tickets to a Charlie Brown Christmas concert featuring the Eric Mintel Quartet on December 11th at the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So it was 50 years ago today that the SS Edmund Fitzgerald
yes.
sank
right.
capsized and sank in Lake Superior. This historical event was later popularized and immortalized by Canadian Gordon Lightfoot. And since we are on the side question,
yes.
asking for someone or something associated with Canada, figured why not work this all in, given the anniversary, given Gordon Lightfoot's heritage. So, yes, so Gordon Lightfoot wrote the song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, very famous song. I'm going to play you that song here today, but stop me if you've heard this one before. It's a cover version of the song.
Okay.
I want to know the language or country of origin in which The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is being sang here. A note about this country or language. A lot of Canadians in the NHL, right? The National Hockey League. Most players in the NHL are Canadian. 42.5% are Canadian. This country sports the sixth most NHLers in the league with only 3%, but they still have had plenty of Hall of Famers throughout time. So that's a little hint here. It's a hockey-playing country. I'll give you that much.
It's only 42%. I thought they were like 70.
No.
That's what I thought.
I mean, maybe back in the day, but a lot of other countries have gotten better, including the U.S.
Okay.
So, yeah, want to know the name of this country or the language of origin in which they speak it here, singing The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. A hockey-playing country that isn't Canada, Dom.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to the Zlock for a great night, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, the Edmund Fitzgerald. What language, what country is covering this song? Right, let's go to Kevin in Bucks. Kevin, what country or language?
Well, I sing this twice a year. It is from the Czech Republic. Am I right?
What sound?
You sing it twice a year. All right. That's, you can't stump these people. Czech Republic.
Yeah, usually when I give a Czech going, it takes a few guesses. So I'm glad we got that on one.
Yes. All right. I didn't get a chance. I'll summarize what Josh Shapiro is trying to do to J.D. Vance. And you heard about the mail-in ballot situation here. The goal of Scott Presler, 250,000 by the primary time, okay, in May. Stacey Garrity, treasurer, Pennsylvania, is taking on Josh Shapiro. And Shapiro going after Vance because he says that he's fraudulent. Vance is. His Appalachia or Appalachia roots around the SNAP benefits, so-called benefits cuts, when he here in Pennsylvania is going around the country on every place imaginable, and yet we're still in shutdown mode here, are we not? Let's go to Stacey Garrity. Treasurer, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Don. Great to be with you. Yes, I was listening to your segment, and yes, Josh Shapiro is just trying to distract from his own failures with J.D. Vance because we're into month five. We're approaching month five without having our own budget. So Josh Shapiro is all talk, no results. I'm the leader providing Pennsylvania with a bridge while, you know, while they try to come to a budget resolution.
Let's talk about that bridge and how that's going. I know you were in touch last time we talked a while ago with even rape crisis centers and all the rest of it. And this is underreported that you're trying to keep them whole without having to borrow money at exorbitant rates.
That's exactly right. So we have pushed out pretty close to $50 million. So we pushed it out to, gosh, like over 30 between pre-K and Head Start. We approved seven counties, and we approved money and pushed it out to the umbrella organization for the Rape and Abuse Crisis Center, which services all 67 counties. And so we know there's need out there. And also, I should mention, I did offer Josh Shapiro a SNAP proposal that he immediately shot down, which was the same thing, basically provide the short-term loan until we were able to get the federal funding.
Now, that is completely, I read everything, Stacey. I didn't know that. Completely underreported here. And the Inquirer and others ought to be asking, well, why would we not do that? Why would we not? Why cause that pain? And we know why he wants to cause that pain.
Yes, because he puts politics before the 2 million Pennsylvanians, which includes 1.4 million Pennsylvania kiddos and seniors on SNAP.
Yeah, exactly. And again, trying to get that message out there, this is what you're doing, that's what's going on. What are your takeaways? I know it's Jersey was the prime thing, but here in Pennsylvania, we had the three judges. But let's start Jersey. Affordability, how that plays out in your campaign with Josh Shapiro. It appears to be where people are at this moment.
Well, you know, we have the fifth highest tax burden in the nation. And if you just look at where we rank, we're 38th in the economy, 39th in education, and 41st overall. So those are not good results. They're totally unacceptable. And you know what, Dom? It does not have to be that way. We can do so much better.
Well, one of the areas, too, is energy. People think because we're so good with natural gas that we are producing on all cylinders, but that's not the case either. It could be a whole lot better.
It absolutely could. I mean, I think most folks know that Pennsylvania has 25% of all the natural gas in America. And so, you know, we should be powering our comeback by powering our homes, our businesses, and our economy. And we're not. We dance around the fringes. And if you look at last year, and this is a little weedy, but there is an alternative energy, basically, tax put on. And last year, ratepayers, in 2024, ratepayers paid $702 million more in energy. And that's just unacceptable. And, you know, Pennsylvanians can't afford it.
So where you're campaigning, I follow it most days. What is it people are telling you at this point as the campaign shapes up?
You know, I've gotten a lot of outpouring of support across the Commonwealth, and they're telling me, you know, the government doesn't work for them. And, you know, if you look at people's electricity bills, we are, I think we're the sixth highest state in the nation that had, if you look at electricity rate increases over the past 5 years. And that, and it's only going to get worse. And I'm told by the PUC, if we have a if we have a tough winter, then there will be brownouts. And can you imagine that? What a disruption to manufacturing and other businesses that would be.
Absolutely. The education front, you mentioned it. And again, Josh Shapiro ran on a different type of Democrat, school choice, things of that nature. We kid about it. Once again, Matt Bradford in the schoolhouse door. Are people aware there could be more choice, particularly, you know, rural Pennsylvania big time, and that's going to pay off during this, where the public schools many times are having great difficulty and people want an alternative?
They absolutely want an alternative. Right here in Bradford County, which is one of the more rural counties in the entire Commonwealth, I know of a young girl that elected cyber charter in the 10th grade because she was biracial, and so she was bullied and harassed. And you know what? Since she enrolled in cyber charter, her grades have gone up every single semester, and she has really thrived. And that could be the answer, you know, some sort of school choice for thousands of kids across the Commonwealth, because parents, not bureaucrats, should decide the best way to educate their kids. And it can depend what your zip code is.
Thinking about you, because tomorrow, Veterans Day. And again, just because you're a veteran, even one with your distinguished record, doesn't mean you ought to be governor. But it used to be in the past, we looked at that tremendously because we recognize somebody who wakes up each day, particularly where you were in Iraq with a prison, and has a mission, that person most likely, if elected governor or whatever, is going to act in the same kind of manner as they did in the military.
Exactly. So when you're in a foxhole with somebody, you know, they don't care what your political affiliation is. They want to know that that person has your back and you're driven to accomplish a mission. And so everybody is rowing in the same direction, and our state could be doing the same thing, but we need somebody that's going to show up, roll up their sleeves, and get the job done. And right now, as you mentioned earlier, we have a governor that's, you know, running around the country raising money from guys like George Soros and Hollywood donors, you know, to run for president in 2028. And, and by the way, on our taxpayer dime. And so, unfortunately, Josh Shapiro cares more about Pennsylvania Avenue than Pennsylvania. And I think Pennsylvanians can see that, at least the folks I talk to. It's quite obvious.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things Stacey Garrity, your campaign?
Yeah, so Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania and Garrity for PA.
Absolutely. Stacey, happy Veterans Day. Again, thanks for your service.
You.
Distinguished
My
service.
Honor.
What you've done for the country. We don't forget that, particularly tomorrow.
Thank you, Dom. It was really, truly an honor to serve.
Thank you. Stacey Garrity here on Talk Radio 1210. And tomorrow, Veterans Day, is he all set up, Scott Rutter?
Yeah.
Scott Rutter, the pride of Father Judge, the man who captured Baghdad Airport, the man who called me from one of Saddam Hussein's bathrooms when he was a Fox correspondent, will be with us. He has a book upcoming about all that. So special Veterans Day tomorrow, to put it mildly, as we take a look at the nation's veterans. And you know, if you haven't heard by now, what Stacey Garrity did in service as a colonel, I believe, in Iraq. She said something else there, too. You know, Josh Shapiro, no. Let them eat cake. Fighting Trump over the SNAP benefits when she's offering the ability to continue that and remove that pain. You know about that program she's put out. It's not a stunt. It's something that's needed to be done at this point in time. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom. Hello, Henry. It's good to talk
Hello,
to you guys
Robert.
Today. there was something I wanted to mention to you about the 50-year mortgage you were
yes.
talking about.
Yes.
I think Joe from Columbus and Dave from Lexington nailed my concerns on the Asian vote in Jersey. But I'm thinking that this might actually be a good thing because there are a lot of young people out there who have the credit worthiness and who want to work, but just they're locked out. They don't have the money. They're priced out of the market. And if they could get in on a 50-year mortgage successfully, that can always be restructured or refinanced further down the road. You know what I mean? Just to get their foot in the door. And this is completely different from the Community Reinvestment Act because nothing's being forced. Nothing's being mandated. Right. We won't be stuck with a tab if things go south. But I don't think it will go south. I think you'll have a whole new generation of and will there be failures and foreclosures? Sure, absolutely. There always is. But I think this would be a big net positive generationally as far as home ownership goes going forward, which would coincide with the burgeoning economy. And I think it could be a perfect storm if done right. There has to be I don't think they should lose lower standards or anything.
Well, you know that's where I was going, Robert, and that's my only concern. The drive, who doesn't have, well, Democrats, but the drive to have people into that first home. Remember what happened in the Bush era. They lowered the standards. We had that disaster. Would the mortgage people, would the lenders, though, see this in their interest to do this?
They will, and they saw it in their interest before when it didn't work out. It's okay. The banks before didn't care about lowering standards because the government was going to guarantee any losses. So they could play, you know, they could freewheel. It was bundled up in the derivatives and sold from financial institution to financial institution. And we got stuck with a $900 billion bailout. That couldn't happen here because nothing's mandated. So therefore, nothing will be guaranteed. And I just think that it's a good it's outside the box, Dom, and Trump seems to do well when he does, when he tries that. That's all I'll say on that. I don't want to take too much time.
All right, what's your side today?
My answer is the first Canadian to win the Nobel Prize for Medicine, Sir Frederick Banting, in 1923. He discovered insulin, and he's one of the reasons that a lot of diabetics are able to get along today. You know, and it might not be a winner, but I think it's a quality answer, and you guys have a great day. Thanks a lot.
As always, thank you, Robert, very much. All right, more coming up. 855-839-1210. You get on board. The 50-year mortgage. Charles Payne was great on Fox today, laying out big downsides to this. You know, and I hear the upside for the lender. They get to keep the building, the home, no matter what, if there's default. But a 50-year mortgage, the cost is huge if you don't take off some of that interest, if you're not paying interest, if you're not able to do that moving forward. On the other hand, 40 years of age is the median of people getting that first home. Wow. Only in America. That's unacceptable in America. Several people, they're emailing me, well, why not incentives toward builders building homes that are smaller, something of that nature? Yeah, that's good, but that would take quite a bit to address this, quite a bit of time to filter that in. There's going to be a lot more on this. Look, the Trump administration is on the affordability issue. There are going to be some fits and starts here with it because they're stung by what happened here. They're trying to address it. That's all to the good. Got to look at each idea, though. The grocery store prices, they are the hardest. 855-839 1210. Hey, first, let's remind you that at Rescue Natural Supplements, you can take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients, to perfect their all-natural supplement blends. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals at res-q.com. Or call a Rescue Product Consultant, 826-LIFE, 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com for up to 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, Alex Trebek passed away on one of these dates over the weekend, and noted Canadian-American. So we're asking something associated with O Canada. Gary in Newtown. Hi, Gary. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I'm just going to go real quick on something that I did for you and Dan years ago. 30-year mortgage, 6% rate, annual pay, monthly payments $2,741, total interest is $537. 50-year mortgage is $2,418, so it's a $300 savings, but you wind up paying $1 million in interest, twice the amount of interest.
Well, the argument is, though, you get into the home, you figure it out later, you are able to pay more of the interest off. It is
Robert was right, but Leslie's also right. The problem we have with our voting people is ignorance. People just don't know and don't care.
Well, true. In Jersey, how in the world is affordability a Democrat issue? It's impossible.
If you're not listening to this show, you have no idea what happened in New Jersey. You had no idea what happened in Chester County. I guarantee you.
Well, thank you on that, Gary. What's your?
It's just true. Go be the man on the street. 10 out of 10, you'll get crickets.
I hear you. Gary, what's your side today?
I'm going to go with Big Lion Ted. I'm not making that up. Ted Cruz from Canada. He was born there in 1970, moved to Houston in 1974.
Oh, God, that's a good one. That is a very good one. Lion Ted, yeah. Remember that, particularly when he won in Iowa. Trump going after him. Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thanks a lot, man. You know, Dom, the Canadian soldier of World War I was the most feared soldier of the Central Powers. And it's documented, like the Anzacs, you know, Australian and New Zealand, they were known to take prisoners. But I don't know if this saying came from this, but the Canadian soldiers of World War One were known, take no prisoners. That's how feared they were from the German soldiers, especially. So I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks,
Thank
man.
Thank you, Drew, very much. Bill in Bucks, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Bill.
How you doing there, Dom? I just wanted to tell you that I was a ballot clerk at Bucks County Board of Elections last week, and it was quite a turnout of 49%, and very unusual for a municipal election.
Well, and my sentiments, Jen Shorn and Fred Herron, I think they've lost their mind on this, but, you know, they've done it in the past.
Yeah, well, I think they had an early warning in the primary when they saw the Democrat turnout, or maybe they just ignored it, but yeah. I don't know what happened. But there was a lot of votes cast in the primary, and they should have saw the sign, the red flag was up. So,
what's your side?
My side is Alanis Morissette. She's a singer and songwriter.
Okay, so, I know. Joe of Exton going
for
north.
A rendition there.
Going,
right?
Going north of the border. Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. The Canadian flag bears the colors red and white and has the replica of a maple leaf in the center of the flag, symbolizing that Canada is a country which is sympathetic to Mother Nature.
All right, Joe, thank you, man. Every day the guy tops himself. We should just set a time where people can pull over to the side of the road and make sure
I agree
they
on that.
Take it all. Joe, if we could have you come, I'll try to do that and let you know when Joe is going to be there.
He's right. So good, he's got his own theme song. That's why I love that man.
Of course. We could do it for several of these people.
Right.
We know that Drew is Greek now somehow or another. All right, Kirk, what do you have?
So on that note, I'm going to go with Joe from Columbus with SCTV today.
That was a brilliant answer.
It was.
You really
mm-hmm.
broke it down. That's
yep.
what you want in a call. That was
exactly.
a great one. But
yep.
Yeah, the second
great.
City call was unbelievable. Wow. I'd also be remiss if I didn't throw in Drew in Upper Darby with the Canadian soldiers. And why not? Robin and Ben Salem with the Frederick banter.
Yes. All right. I think the second city one, though,
yeah.
was a brilliant
Ooh.
Call. Put the name into the hat. Be thinking of the all-time best character on HBO. We'll tell you why. It may not be tomorrow. It may be the next day. We're working that one up. And I think that's going to be quite a battle. All right, Rich Cioli is poised for four big hours. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. I've set the tush push at 5 tonight. I'm feeling even I should have gone higher, but I'll stick with that. Henry's the under. We'll see if we can report on that tomorrow. It should be a spectacle in Green Bay on the frozen tundra. Rich next. Dom Giordano Show, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.